Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the
sound. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Everybody back from a great weekend, Selection Sunday. But, you know, I do a lot of calls, a lot of webinars, and you know, I'm getting ready to close down my registration for the for my Sunday call, and I want to share that with you because this is a little bit dated of a couple of days, but I want you to hear the logic plus the fact that we had a ton of questions on this one, and I think it'll help all of you, whether or not you're with me or not, it doesn't matter, but these questions will help you and the explanation. So let's get to the Sunday night call right now.
Interesting markets, interesting action. Obviously, we have to have a moment of silence for Nancy Reagan. Shame, sad, but it's a great first lady, actually from Chicago originally. So our condolences go to them. And here we are. And a interesting week last week, I think. I think there was a lot of things going on, and I got a lot of questions. Good. Thank you. Yeah, everything's good. You know, hey, it wasn't a good week for me last week, as you can might imagine, but it is what it is. You know, that's the beauty of the business. And that's one of the things I always warn is, you know, every day ain't Christmas or Hanukkah, depending on which one you want to celebrate. But, you know, it's, life can sometimes be a challenge, right? And that's, you know, it is what it is. Fortunately, we had between a mediocre week, and it wasn't a bad week, but between a small loser, small winner, some did better than others. There was a lot of choice to make, which is part of the topic of conversation for this evening. But as we always like to start out with, and this kind of flies right into what we're talking about, from our friend Connie, always sends me little bits and words of wisdom. And, you know, one thing that I talk about often, but it's, traders don't realize that the news that they hear has already been priced into the market, and the market's already discounted or added to that. And there couldn't be many truer words than that. I mean, I try to explain that to you all the time. The markets kind of already know what's going on. And, you know, these guys pay lots of money and have lots of staff to make sure that they get the news first, and they do so sometimes illegally. But I guess it's legal, but tricky. They're tricky sometimes. You know, there used to be a news organization, Need to Know News, which was owned by Deutsche Bank. You think that they weren't trying to sneak information out ahead of everybody else? I mean, that's always something. Again, it is what it is. It doesn't, in the big scheme of what we do, it really doesn't matter. That should be your mantra, is not to worry about it. It really shouldn't matter for what we do. I mean, we're not going to do anything with that information anyways. Okay? I mean, what do you do? Step up and, you know, trade a million shares because you might have some inside information that may or may not work. Okay, so one of the things I want to always make sure you remember is everything we do is always a series of education. Okay, we're always trying to learn more, become better at it, so that you're prepared to sometimes make a decision. And last week was a good week for me to really try to bring this point home now, because last week there were some trades that could have been better and ended up not being better. And again, I don't make excuses for bad trades. I mean, losers are losers. But, you know, when we get to the point and we're trying to do something, I'm hoping that you'll start to catch some of these things ahead of time so that you can make the decision ahead of me. So when you get the update, you go, I already made that trade, like some did. And again, it's not the end of the world. It's not, you know, earth shattering. It's just, you know, I always feel bad when we could have had something, and, you know, if I could have called you and said, hey, but I can't do that. So it's always a challenge. And of course, I don't like to lose money, period. And certainly, unfortunately, there's always a lot of landmines out there laying for you and waiting for you. So, you know, we go through it, we deal with it, and that's always the way it is. But I am proud that a lot of we're able to make a decision, and the others, I want you just to learn, okay, to be prepared, okay? Yeah, and that's what, I mean, again, we want to understand why things are happening and what to do when we get there. So I'm changing something up, but I'm not quite sure where to start. Well, let's start with the questions. That should help us do something. So I don't have one piece of paper today. I have every question. There's more, but so here's what we got here. Okay, so I hope everybody can read this, and you can see them. I just copied them and whatever and put them on here. I didn't type this. I didn't make these mistakes. Don't I make plenty of my own, but I didn't make the ones that are showing up here. all right. So am and ever fill for me, I reduce two pennies to not chase it. That is correct. Don't ever, especially, and I was kind of sorry that I even recommended the Amba trade. And I know it was a good trade for some, but you know what? I missed the liquidity. I thought it was more liquid, and I was kind of doing it on the run from down in the city. And it was really more of an oversight. Now, I'm glad it worked out. But, you know, if you don't get it, remember, we're going to have so many trades. And you're going to learn to make trades on your own as well. You know, there should be a growing process for everybody, okay? So don't miss out, okay, because you want to wait. You know, you can step out a little bit. You know, again, if you're managing the risk, you can always get it. Okay, you can always play as long as you know what you're doing and you're managing, okay? All right. I only got in SPY and Apple trades for a week. Well, that's good. That's fine. Thanks for teaching patience. This is the one thing I've learned from your teaching. I'm not understanding why you're bearish. Is money coming from overseas with negative interest rates? And how can one tell where money is coming from? That's a good one. I'm not necessarily bearish. I mean, I am, but I'm not, you know, again, I don't get too overly stubborn on one side or the other. I mean, I will for a while, and I had a pretty lousy Wednesday, I think it was. I don't remember. I try to block those out, but, you know, it's not that I'm bearish. I just know that mathematically, okay, that the market's going to sell off here. Now, again, it may not be today or tomorrow. This is where you can't try to time when it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. And I had a perfectly good reason up against some key resistance, which made me bearish. Now, overall, the markets are a taste bearish, even though we're running. Okay, there's a lot of things that nobody looks at underneath the surface and under the hood. And again, I'm not trying to have you do that because I don't want you to form an opinion like that. I mean, I do because, you know, that's just who I am. And I also do it because I'm on air all the time. And, you know, and I do so that I can discuss what I'm seeing with you. But overall, I would never, as you can see by the trades I set up last week, if I was really bearish, I wouldn't be setting up trades that wouldn't lose if the market went up. We would have much bigger trades, you know, that were strictly bearish, and I'd have taken more credit. So, you know, again, it's not bullish or bearish. It's really what direction we're going in. And what I don't want you to get into the habit of is trying to predict what the market is going to do.
And that is something that is also important, is don't try to be a predictor of markets. Be a reactor. Okay. Again, I'll predict and I'll take some stabs and I'll give you some insight. But overall, you really want to learn how to react to the market, not try to predict it, because, again, you'll see markets will go farther than you think they will go in one direction or the other, and you end up not making money because you screwed up. Okay. Because you're trying to be smarter than the market. And as you know, I don't believe in that. So, anyways, make sure you check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. Obviously, I believe it's the best platform out there for you. Also, if you ever miss an episode of The Bubba Show, libertytalk.fm gets you, and we just pushed over the 200,000 mark, so we're excited about that. A lot of people joining in with Bubba, and go check out BubbaTrading.com. You know, we've got great products. And again, if you don't want anything, I'm happy to read and be part of it. I try to educate and always help you be better. For now, I'm going to step out for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to come back and do some more teaching when we come back from break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back. back to the Bubba Show. It's Teaching Monday, and it's going to be, we're trying to help educate, make you better, have you a better understanding. So let's get back to predicting versus reacting to markets and get into some more of the questions. Here we go.
I think that's always a mistake. I think that hurts you more than it helps you, because it does give you opportunity costs. What can we do when the trade we want and the credit we want is trading lower than the credit, when the credit it shows but no fill? That's, again, that's something that happens when the more legs that you add on to a trade, okay, the less real the price is. And we'll go through that. All right. So let me go back to my questions. I'm sorry. Okay. So I'm not really bearish. I mean, I am, but I'm not, again, like tonight's trade, you'll see they're all bear trades, but they're not, like, overwhelming me. We're going to get killed if the market goes straight up. We're not going to lose money at all if the market goes straight up. Doesn't it look like it's going to stair-step up? This is the spiders, up to 200, 205, and then 210 unless reverses along the way. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I'm not, again, don't ever get the thing that I know exactly where we're going. I mean, you know, I just see that, you know, 202 would be some resistance, and then 205, and then 210, which is correct. Now, again, I don't like this trajectory of a move, but, you know, again, I'm not going to really, I am a little short. I mean, again, I'll be, you know, I'm always straight up and tell you where I'm at. I'm just not massively short. I'm going to stay. I'm always short almost every Sunday anyway, so that wouldn't be unusual. And certainly I'm short tonight, but not as short as I would like to be. But fortunately, we're not doing it. Are you not here? Hold on. I'm sorry. Are you here? Are you here? You're asking me? Are you not here? Okay. Hold on. Give me one second. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Always issues. Oh, you got problems.
As we have a little blip, I'm going to come in and say, hey, you know, these are things that are important to you. And, you know, we're waiting to see what goes on and, you know, help somebody out here. So here, let's get back to it right now.
About pennies, it was a nothing trade to begin with. We played Apple short. It went straight up and we didn't lose money. We actually made money if you did it right. So you ended up not making money. You lost $2 or $3. Okay. There's never a problem with that. You don't have to criticize yourself when you do that. You were doing the right thing. You might have got out sooner, but you didn't. You did the right thing because that's where we wanted to be. We wanted that opportunity for the unlimited risk, unlimited reward. Excuse me. Hi, Todd. First Solar, Iron Condor, plus one call, one put. After worrying regarding accuracy of Thinkorswim, finally a guy showed me why even I had made a profit selling $7,034 and made $6,500 for a net, but I actually had a $75 loss and $64 commission for a loss of $139. When I thought it was up 534. Well, you were never up 534. You should have been up on that trade about $100 or whatever it was. It should have been a small winner minus your commission. You should have had a small net winner. I don't know where you exactly saw the call, but you did give up a big portion. I do remember on the when you paid $2.43 for the Iron Condor that was only worth two. Okay, that was a problem, right? Remember. These when I give you a spread or a trade that's $2 wide on either side, you can only lose $2 on one side. You cannot lose $2 on both. Now, I don't mind losing on a trade. That's the game. Was running the American. No, this was purely an error on your part by covering, and because that's where the money went, is because you covered. If you would have paid what you were supposed to pay for the iron ore to get it back, which was $2, if you'd have left it alone, then you would have gotten figured out another $215 back, and that would have taken made you what exactly what I just said. Okay, are you late for what? You're not late. Yeah, you can. You're not late. I mean, you're late because I started earlier tonight, but I announced I was starting earlier. Baba, has the move already started taking place? In your opinion, where should we lower our strikes to? Again, I don't want to make a lot of adjustments. I don't like to make overall adjustments. We made a conscious decision a while ago to not chase after the trades, and we started to go right at them, okay, on Monday. typically, if I'm not in Monday, I don't want to get in. Okay, now I'll make some exceptions, but typically Monday's the day. I want the full four and a half to five days of action to make money. Okay, how do you determine how many options to buy per $100,000 portfolio value, weeklies, quarterlies? Okay, that's a hedge question. That would be divide the price of the underlying, which if the spider is 190 into 100,000, basically that's 500 shares. Or 600, depending on how, I mean, I'd be hedging 600 shares right now myself. I'd be over hedging right now if I was set. I mean, I am over hedged and I have sold in the money. Okay. And then the number of spreads you sell is always the number of shares. So if you have 500 shares of responsibility, it would be five contracts. Okay. Again, I'd be selling more and I'd be selling deeper in the money. Okay. And the spreads I'd be selling, I sold $4 spreads for this week. Okay. But I sold half in the money, half out of the money. I mean, I'm playing them. I am going to play the market at a short side for myself. Okay. And I would not put anybody in a risk like that. I'm not predicting. I just think that either way, we're going to get some kind of either consolidation or whatever. And I'm willing to go a little bit deeper in the money. Okay. Todd, in the Amber example, is AMU show commissions of $16.50, mine are $33. That's right. Mine are less, because I've been with them for a long time and I got more money in my account and I trade a lot more actively. But we can all get there if you start trading more. And again, let's not trade to get the lower commission rate. Let's make money and then start trading and then go for the lower commission rate. Again, I trade a lot and I've been with them since they started. Okay. There are some people that pay even less than me, believe it or not. Okay. I didn't start early. I sent the announcement out on Friday or whatever, yesterday, and I said we're starting early at 5:30 or 6:30 Eastern. I mean, I didn't start early. I announced I was going to start early. Am I paying the correct? You are paying the correct. That is the best deal. Now, if you trade over 10 contracts, then the other deal is better. The $1.50 is only a good deal up to 8-9 contracts per option, not per trade. Okay, per option. That's where the break comes in. So the other deal is better once you get over 10 or 11, because then the money starts going down after you get past that ticket charge. I neglected to close out my weekly hedge this past Friday. I think TDA closed it and just docked my account. I sell the anchor. Right. And that's all. Okay, and you'll close out and you'll put the new one on this week. No big deal. Okay. Good morning from Reno. Okay to still try to get into CN. Enjoy trades today. Didn't get, and I said, yeah, again, I really don't like to, especially in those, they were a little bit smaller size. They both worked and they both made money. But again, I don't want to look back at the fact, I don't really like to put them out. I like to get everything done by Monday. Okay. So that I know where we are. And then I know everybody's in at the same price. Then it makes the update easier. See, what happens is sometimes the confusion comes in when I'm updating, if you have a completely different position on. So now I'm giving you bad information. And then it's harder for me to track. So I really prefer that we put the orders in and have them working. But again, I don't want to tell everybody to do. I'm just saying, just the closer we all are in price, the easier it is for me to manage for everybody. Okay, because we're going to go first. I'm going to go back to live updates daily. But I'm going to be in Memphis watching my kid play baseball, and I've got some other things to do, so I'm going to be traveling a little bit, but so I'm not going to do them this week and next week, and I'm not sure when I'm coming back. Okay. Sorry to bug you. I was flipping back and forth between trade yesterday and misread the CN trade rather than a 50-cent strike. I did the differential. I traded it as a dollar wide spread. Fine. It's no big deal. Look, believe me, if I knew it was going to move the way it moved, I'd have done the dollar wide myself. Okay. It's fine. Okay. I cut them down to smaller prices. Remember, I'm managing risk for everybody, okay? So I'm managing the trades for the crew. So I assess what I think the risk model should be for everybody here. Anybody can step up, and if you want to go a little bit bigger, you can always email me on the side, say, hey, I'd like to be a little bit bigger.
And that's one thing we do is if you want to be a little bit bigger, you can always go to a bigger size. But again, I want you to get the basics down of what we're trading and what we're doing first, because that's what it's all about. So This is obviously extremely informative for you, and make sure you check out our friends at Thinkorswim, built by traders for traders. Make sure you download the Bubba Show every day at libertytalk.fm on demand. And also make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com, as you'll see that we've got a lot of great articles as well as products there for you. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop out here for a break. Just to give you words, we are continuing our continuing education here, as we want to make sure that you guys all understand how to become better traders and better investors. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Margie said, Roy.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on our educational program here, and we're teaching, we're working, we're getting you going, and let's get back to Sunday night. Here we go.
Bigger trade, I don't have a problem with it, but when I'm managing for everybody, I have to give the trades out for everybody. So I'm all for, you know, what you did, and I have no problem with that. Again, as long as the ratio's in place and the credit's in place, you just got double the credit. That's all. Not a big, it's never a big deal, okay? As I bought my risk, it is 190, right, exactly. It was just a little higher risk because you went, your risk went, and you doubled your risk, but you got a bigger credit. That's all that happened. Again, no big deal. Thanks again for the info and share calls. What are the other calls scheduled for, the hedge. For Sunday, I wasn't able to get filled on CN and Joy at the Paresh Gibbet. Can I still try? And again, I gave my permission, but not. I'm not going to give my permission anymore. I don't want them filled. Okay, I like that extra day. Do you remember the purchase of the 75,000 gold 108 117 call contracts of GL contracts of GLD for the marks expiration for $1.80? It made the news on January 7th. It cost the person $13.5 million. It looks like they're going to collect a full amount of $54 million. Question: can you use your charm to borrow this crystal ball for a few hours? You know. A, we don't know for sure that was actually a long position that he bought, okay? And I'm not saying that he wasn't short. I'm just saying we don't know for sure, and we don't know if he didn't start dumping on the way, and we don't know that he didn't sell gold on the way up. You know, a trade that big is typically let's look at it this way. Let me ask the question to you guys. Yeah, we've got $13.5 million to put in a trade, which means – we were smart enough to make $13.5 million, right? Are you yelling at me, Paul? I'll get to them all. I'll get to everybody's questions, but I'm okay. You're in caps. I just, it looks like you're trying to get my attention. I'll get to everything. I always do. Okay. So the guy's smart enough to invest $13.5 million, whether it was for himself or for a fund. Okay. So I have to ask: are they trying to cover up something, or are they, and I don't mean cover up, I mean, are they trying to cover up like a short position? Are they trying to buy some protection? I would venture to say, and I don't know, I have no facts, that is not a straight out long position. Because I think there's a hell of a lot ways, better ways to get long than the way they did. Okay? Think about that. If you buy, is your buyback to short put 93.50 correct? Wouldn't that give us an extra put in eliminating it? We already long an extra put. We want it, when I give the buyback the extra, okay, it depends if we're, the short put, excuse me, the short put in this was, is not short. You guys get confused on terminology, okay? I'm not looking at the direction of the market. When I'm telling you to buy back or sell the extra option, I'm telling you to do that because we have the extra option to get rid of. It's not a, just because a put means the market go down is not a short option. It's a long option that has the right for the market to go down. So don't confuse yourself. A put is a put and a call is a call. If you own a put or you own a call, you're a long either one. That doesn't make you short. Okay? Your delta position to the market is short biased, but the option is long. So, and then when we want to buy back, we're buying back an option that has a minus sign next to it. So in other words, if I'm looking to buy back the shorts, it means we have profit or we're looking to get back. Now, this happened to be long, the 93.50 put, because that was from Apple. Okay? So don't get confused. We wanted to buy back the 95 put, which we did, for a nickel. Do I have this right? I might have a standing order to buy to close 195 puts at a limit of 5 cents. That is correct. And sell one SPY 193.50 at $6. That is correct. And sell the close one Tesla 182.50 at $10. That's all correct. And none of those events occurred with the exception of buying the three SPY puts to close at 5 cents, which locked us in a teeny profit, hardly worth talking about. We could go to Starbucks for one, I think. But at the end of the day, that's what it was. Those are exactly correct. This is a perfect example of what I want. Okay, and it doesn't matter that I gave you both sides here. I don't know which one's going to get filled first, but I know one thing for sure. If I'm working the order, I have a chance to get filled, and if I don't work the order, I have no chance to get filled. Okay. On Monday, I was filled in these four trades, Apple, SPY, Tesla, and ANF. For all my four trades, I did not get filled for Tuesday update, sell the extra puts. Therefore, I did not do Wednesday's update to buy back the extra puts. Well, you still should have bought back the extra puts because that was, those are, again, those are completely separate trades. Okay? Those are two dynamics of the trade. Okay? The trade we set up originally, okay, the trade that was set up originally was set up as a ratio back spread. Okay? So what we had was we had the, in this case it was not, actually let's go to the right trade. I'm sorry. Let's go, here we go. So originally we had the 95 short and the 93.50 long. The update had nothing to do with it. I still want the short puts back. Okay, believe me, if I got the $6 for the 93.50, I'm not getting the 95 back at 5 cents. Okay, these are separate and independent orders when I give them to you. Excuse me. Okay, they're separate and independent. Okay, my position Thursday is the same as the opening positions, and you are doing something wrong. It needed to be, you should have been able to get out of ANF and Apple before that. But again, as long as you got out, that was fine. Okay. As it turns out, if you didn't get out, it'd have been fine too, because you'd have made money either way. But you have to, again, I write these orders in, okay, because I want you to work them. Again, you type them in. I am not exposing you to any more risk. I am not putting you in any more trouble. I am giving you an opportunity to make money, okay, by having you set up to succeed, okay? What do you think of GLD at this level? Thinking with the VIX dropping, market may go up short-term, and gold is at resistance. Well, I actually have a trade on gold tonight. I don't remember when I got that. I don't even remember my answer, but I would say 120 was what I said because that was always my number. I think now we're getting ready to go ahead and take a look at selling gold, okay, and putting it to the downside. So, yes. Just a note to say I won't be live tomorrow on futures class in the air, unfortunately. I will look at the tape when I get down. And the question I have, just to run by my checklist, check the 5-minute chart, looking for the blow-up pattern. Yep. Want it 5 or 4, whatever. Yep. Once the direction changes, look to the 1-minute. Yep. Wait for at least 2 bars. Yep. After entering the trade, set the stop 3 to 4 ticks away. 3 to 4 ticks away from the top or the bottom. That would be correct. Not from where you bought it, but from the top or the bottom. Like if we had, let's see what's going on here. If there anything happening tonight? Nah, nothing. But I think gold, I think oil was in a little bit of a blow off, and it didn't really work. But let's take a look at it real quick. So I thought it was, I was going to sell it, but then I didn't want to get involved, and I was with you guys. So, okay, so now I had to go back one day because I couldn't see it right away because it opened up on a big bar right here. So if you looked at this and you said this was a blow-off, okay, and you would have gotten in, let's say, around here, okay, then your stop would have been three or four ticks above the top of 36.49, okay? Not of where you get in, above where the blow-off blew off to or came down to, one of the two, okay? All right. I'm waiting for ORD, too. I'm thirsty. I haven't had a drink since. Thanks for class. I love it. You're welcome. My pleasure. I got 10.50 for my extra put, but really all day just hung in there. And then when 20 minutes to go, price collapsed and value became over 15. Yeah, I know. This was on VRX, which, what a way to start the week off. I had a dead bang winner on, and I blew it. But, hey, that happens. Playing around with the win short trade you showed me, and that's a ratio I showed him. It was a – oh, here, he gives you an example here. Let's say I want to get long TLT, for example, price 129.43. Buy 6 March 131 calls, sell 5 March 130 calls, credit of 115. Risk is 500 minus 115, 385. If it goes nothing, if it does nothing go or go down, you keep the credit. If it blows through, I can sell the extra call for 385 and break even. Probably not a good example, not expected for the moves, but that offer credit and direction. Look, it doesn't matter. It's a great trade. It's the right trade, and you did everything right. I commend you. Okay, I think you did everything right there. That's exactly what I'd be looking for. Again, if it goes against you and the market goes the wrong way, it doesn't matter. You don't get hurt. You get to keep the money anyways. Part of it. A good job. What do you think of this trade in GDX? And I apologize because I found that email in my draft. I thought I'd
All right, let's come back to the GDX trade after the break. But are you getting the picture now how we generate and work all these trades out? I think it's important that you understand the concept behind what we're trying to do. I think this is something that you always want to make sure that you have a good base understanding of, because this is where the difference is going to be of you actually making money or not making money and having a better understanding of how markets function and how markets work. It's important to understand how the markets actually do work so that you put yourself always in that best position to be successful. And that is what this is all about, which is why we're going to do a lot of training this week, because, again, I want everybody to be prepared and ready, you know, as the markets are going to start to hopefully move and get some action, some volatility. So my goal is to get you up to speeds and learning, and that's what I want to do. So, and the other thing you can do is you can go check out BubbaTrading.com. You'll see the articles that I write. You can see some of the things that we offer. I mean, we've got the hedging program, the futures program, a new options program coming out. But at the end of the day, you know, if you ever miss a show, we do a lot of covering here. If you ever miss a show, ever miss an episode, all you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm. They're every day on demand. And for now, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Show Todd Bubba Horowitz on this Learning Monday. Gonna be learning Tuesday too. But again, I love teaching. I love having you guys get a better clue and an understanding, because this applies to everything you do, whether you're my farmers, options traders, futures traders, all you guys, it's all under the same concept. So let's get back to it right now.
Responded to you, but apparently I didn't, because I found that my drafts later. So my apologies to you, my friend, but in the meantime, I'd never make this trade, which is what I said. Even if you made it, you didn't lose anything. But this is, with one day to go, I'm not going to, or 2 days to go, I'm not going to make this trade. And in GDX, I'm not, unless I have reason to believe, I'm not going to make the trade. Okay? But at the end of the day, the idea was right, the theory was right, but you were too close in time. We need time. Again, remember, in options, we're not giving it the full time. We're not going out extended like we used to do. But we need to give enough time during that week, because on Thursday, basically the markets know there's almost no chance for that event to occur. So there's really, you have to have the move or you're not going to make the money. Remember, it's very important. We talk about this, but let's rehash it. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are the days we're looking to make the money, even when I blow it on VRX and Monday. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are the days we're trying to make money. Thursday, we're trying to eke out a profit unless we get a big move, and Friday is defensive day. Okay, that's just the way it always trades out. Now, again, doesn't mean that we won't make money on Friday. Doesn't mean that we won't get a big move, but the advantage of the options are done basically a Wednesday. Okay, that's the facts. All right. My hedge. Here's what I did. I sold my Spider 200 calls and buy the 202, 104 credit. Yeah, that's fine. I like the trade. Okay. I will this week's hedge close itself out. Right. Correct. Did not get to close the Tesla spread. Remember, suggestions, but a sell order at 40. Right now, I could get out for $1.65, but I'm leaving for a meeting. And I just said, work it lower. I didn't want to chase it, and I made a math there as well. I hate to admit it, but I did. I looked at it fast, and again, I was rushing to get it out, and I gave you guys the wrong price. That Tesla was actually a loser. Well, depending on where you get out. Some didn't make money, for sure. But again, if you got out at $1.50, you did not make money. Okay, that was my fault. I was doing it in a hurry, and I forgot to put in the ratio, and I was just watching up numbers, trying to get everything out, and I was wrong. Okay, at the end of the day, you lost a little money on that trade. So, if you did lose money, don't think you did anything wrong. I did it wrong. I gave you the wrong sequence. Now, this trade, this guy made money. Okay. Well, first of all, this isn't a trade, but I know some of you did get out at 46 cents. What would you think of the 106, 107 call spread for 46 cents expires next week? I said it's okay, but I'm not fighting the market. I don't want to get over that. I don't mind that trade. I never mind that trade. Again, anytime you give me even money when it's slightly out of the money, I'm happy. Okay, I'm not gonna fight and build massive short positions. I am holding the IWM 103, 106 and the SPY 196, 189 call spreads right now. Should I roll the same? Well, no. You don't want to necessarily roll for a debit, and if the trades are deep in the money, you might just let them expire and then just sell the new ones. There's no reason to chase them down. And again, what happens if you try to roll them, that creates more legs for you to have to work on to get out of the other ones. Best price is 162 per Tesla spread right now. I said, don't do anything. Why don't I just let it expire? If it did, you did better because it came all the way back down. But again, I can't allow that to happen because I can't allow anybody to get stuck in that by mistake. So I have to get you out. It's just a question of price. Looks like I should have followed my gut feeling off Tesla a couple of days ago when it was making about 200 at one point. But I waited. Does that not look good now, losing about 200? I will try the suggestions below. If you had a $200 profit, our max profit on the credit was 126. I'd have taken the 200. But again, you have to be able to make a decision, all of you. Okay? When you see a big enough profit that you think is good, grab it. Okay? I don't have the magic box or always the magic answer. I know what I'm trying to get, and I know what we're trying to do, but also, it is about making money, okay? That's what we're here for. We're here to make money, okay? So if you had a $200 profit, I would have certainly been thinking of taking it off. Now, I looked at it a couple of times. It was way down, and I didn't see that much. Now, it doesn't mean it wasn't there, but if you can get that kind of profit, I would have no problem taking that because think about it. We were only trying to get, okay, and this is what you have to think about, okay? We were only trying to get when we were selling the extra, okay, we were trying to make $360 on the one side and then have it run back. So if you had a $200 profit, I would have been happy to take it, okay? Again, it doesn't matter. Nothing, you didn't do anything wrong. But, again, you have to manage and sometimes judge for yourself. I had the 128, 114 strangle. I never had time to understand what I should have done last week, but the strangle was still, this is on Home Depot, was still listed as a possibility. That is correct. But what you did wrong is I said to let the inside expire or take it as a short, okay? In other words, take the stock short and take a synthetic put. I would have never covered those options because, remember, every one of the trades that we put on, one side is going to have a monster profit. That doesn't mean we're making money on the trade, though. Any one of these trades, one side has a monster profit. Well, you're still losing money, potentially. You don't take off the side that's making money because we don't know where the rest of the trade is. Don't jump these trades early. That's why I told you to hold them. You're only defeating what we're trying to accomplish. We were trying to let the inside expire worthless and have it free for a week because we had an 8-cent credit that we had no risk on. And all you did is create and add it to the risk of the trade. And that's what I try to explain all the time. Don't add to the risk of the trades. I'm not interested in adding more risk. Okay? I put the order in at 150 as in your last update. It filled. That's correct. And that was my mistake. That's right, because that was actually 450, not 150. Have to drive to work. Should I have sold more? We should have sold them when the stock was breaking down, right? Again. It wasn't a good trade. We got very unlucky. That's a very bad beat, what happened with Tesla, but it happens. Okay, we'll look at it. The lesson is I should trust judgments. Does that mean more besides taking up options earlier, the week avoids Friday pressure? Okay, well, that's fine. If you want to take your own, again, I don't care, but don't badger me with emails if you're going to take them off. I have no problem when you take them off. If you're making money, take them off. I'm not against it. Okay? I just know that I don't want to take too much money off. I don't want to give up too much of an edge because, again, we all know what happens. We churn around a little bit. We have a couple of weeks where we're churning, and all of a sudden, boom, we get a banger. And if you're used to taking them off too quick, then you don't get the benefit, okay? The decision I made for Tesla turned out to be very poor after checking the chart in the morning. I was able to review it again around lunch. During this time, I saw a strong uptrend with no volume, but was consistently holding at 4-minute chart. Due to this, I decided to push my limit order up the vertical to fill at $2 at 1:48 Eastern time. Shortly after that, Tesla pulled back. Okay, now, this is a very important point right here. Okay, this is a key thing you have to listen to. Okay, everybody. The spread was only worth $2.50 maximum. Okay, the day was wild. Okay, Tesla was all over the place. We're not playing the trend at that point anymore, okay? We're not trying to outsmart the market at that point. At that point, we're looking for an exit point. Now, I am not paying, at 148 with 2 hours to go on the market, with the stock been all over the place. I don't want to pay $2 to get back a spread that I can only go to 250. The risk-reward goes to 4-1 the other way. I've already lost money. So am I going to really chase it up for the extra when I only got another 50 cents risk?
And we'll come back tomorrow and talk about the risk reward on these, because, again, this is important stuff that you need to learn and you need to understand, because a lot of your decisions will be made on the mathematics of the trade, not on whether or not there's a turning or not. Again, when we're playing in the expiring option world at the end, it comes down to where can we get out? And how can we best serve ourselves, and what gives us the best chance to make money? So make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com. A lot of great articles. I put a lot of good stuff up there for you. We're doing a great job with the hedging program, with the futures program. We're churning out a lot of successful traders, which is always a good thing and a good way of protecting your portfolio. Should you ever miss an episode, LibertyTalk.fm will get you every show on demand. And for today, that'll do it. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same station. We're going to continue educating. So this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Let this old world just...
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.